I was going over this lesson with one of the inmates about what's on the inside or whatever, and he said he got locked up one time, and the person in his cell with him was the person who murdered his brother. And he was in the same cell as the guy who murdered his brother. He didn't realize it at first, but then as they were getting ready to separate folk or whatever, he didn't know exactly what to do, but he realized that this was the guy that killed his brother. And I know what was on the inside of him. He told us what was on the inside of him. And I got these guys in this prison. They're like shaking their head. Oh, my God. You know. I felt bad. I said, man, I want to hold the guy down and let you get a couple of swings. And he said God allowed him, when they separated them and finally realized the mistake that they had made, he could see the guy through this plexiglass, and he motioned for him. He came to the plexiglass, and he said to him, I forgive you. And he said he received a great peace from that. I'm like, you mean what was inside of you, your family name, the love for your brother, all of those things? And he said, none of that was more important than what God was going to do and what he wanted me to do. I will tell you again, my family name, my race, my culture, my background, my finances, my past hurt, my current hurt, nothing is more important than what the Holy Spirit is doing inside of me. And regardless of what's happening on the outside, I can't let what's on the inside defile me. It has to be led by the Spirit that brings him glory. You cannot imagine the number of people in that room that heard that testimony of how what came out of him gave God glory and didn't defile him. It delivered several people. I hope it helps us right now. Enjoy your day. God bless you. I got to get my preach on.